Congress approved an emergency spending bill this week that will address the growing outbreak of the novel coronavirus, the cause of the illness known as COVID-19, in the United States. President Trump signed that bill today as the number of confirmed cases of the virus surpassed 100,000 worldwide. There have been 14 deaths so far in the U.S., according to Johns Hopkins University. But as the country moves to get a handle on the outbreak, there's been some criticism of information not being readily available from agencies like the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Our next guest joins us to talk about his concerns about the way the CDC is handling testing and what he thinks should be the response from the federal government. Representative Mark Pocan is a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District, which includes Madison. Representative Pocan, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Big picture, before I dig into some details, how do you think the United States has handled the COVID-19 outbreak so far?
Well, I think I can say the good news is this week Congress got together in a very strong bipartisan way and put together a pretty substantial package of aid that can go out in a number of different ways. Quite different than, you know, what the president put out. We're not stealing money from the Ebola virus. So I think that was positive, but we're still pretty seriously lacking in a couple areas. One is in testing. We've been really behind in producing test kits, even I think worse that we're not proactively testing the right type of people like we should right now. For a while, we quit keeping track of how many people we tested. We thought that was a very bad idea, and the CDC did decide to listen to us and start keeping track of that again. But also just from the very top, you know, the president has in the last week done everything from calling this a hoax to saying people with the coronavirus can go to work. All of those are bad pieces of advice. We think the best advice is what the doctors who are involved in this are telling us. Wash your hands on a regular basis, cough into your elbow, and do your very best to not touch your face. You do those three things, and you're doing, I think, the most you can right now to make sure you're in good shape.
Now, as you mentioned, Congress passed this over $8 billion emergency spending package. What kind of things is that going to go for?
A lot. Trying to get test kits out there, trying to work towards a vaccine, trying to make sure their local health departments are getting funds as they're trying to process tests. Looking at things like telemedicine. There's a lot of different pieces to it, and that's good. The concern, though, is I think as of today, there may be only enough tests out there for about 75,000 people to be covered out of 330 million. That's pretty pathetic at this point. By the end of next week, we think that number will be considerably higher. But what we're still not doing is proactively going into hospitals and testing people with pneumonia-like symptoms and then testing the healthcare personnel, because that's what we're being told by people like the former czar for the Ebola virus and the Obama administration. Those have been some of the advice that he's given. We think that's very sound. So we still have to change some practices. We're still trying to get the CDC and the FDA in some cases to do things a little quicker and a little better.
California Governor Gavin Newsom announced yesterday that residents of his state can get tested for COVID-19 free of charge. He's directing health providers and insurers to make that happen. Not clear exactly how the authority works and how the money is going to work there. Do you have thoughts on that move and whether you think other states should follow that lead?
You know, I think that's a very good lead. We tried to get that done at the federal level. We couldn't get that done with the Republicans in the Senate. And yet, you know, there's been the stories in the media, unfortunately, of people who've gotten tested, were negative, and then they got a $3,200 bill. That's going to spook people from doing what they need to, especially if they have any symptoms. So we think that's a very good idea that people, when you're facing what could be a pandemic, should be able to get that testing and not have to worry about a bill. Really, for certain populations, especially those over 60 or with other ailments, this can have a much more problematic. In fact, 15 to 20% of the people who get the coronavirus will likely require some hospitalization. So we just need to get the proper scientific information out there, get people tested, be proactive in doing that. And I think the move the governor did is a good one in California.
Talking to Wisconsin Representative Mark Pocan, a Democrat representing the state's 2nd district, which includes Madison, looking at the federal response to the novel coronavirus, the cause of the disease COVID-19. Representative Pocan, we're reacting here with this funding package. Is there something more we could be doing to be ready to have the public health infrastructure in place, maybe more than we currently do, for, you know, an outbreak like this or whatever the next one might be?
Yeah, no question. A number of things. Again, most immediate is testing of people, knowing what that what demographics and what areas in the country are seeing spikes. By us early in the week, when they quit keeping track of that information and posting it, you know, you don't even know what you don't know if you don't keep those kind of records. And I think that now, hopefully, we've turned the corner, at least keeping track of the information, but we have to be more proactive. Also, we're learning things about our supply chains, whether it be prescription drugs, many of which are made in China. The active ingredients in prescription drugs, even drugs that are made in other places in the world, are often made in China, and our medical devices we have to keep track of. And right now, we don't really have a comprehensive mapping of all of those, so we don't have any drug shortages. Mike Gallagher, Republican from the northeastern Wisconsin, and I, along with Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri, introduced a bill this week to try to deal with some of that on medical devices. But I have been pushing many of the different agencies through my appropriations committee and through hearings to be collecting more information, including those active ingredients for drugs. We need to know, or else you're not going to know when you might have a shortage.
Now, one message I hear from public health professionals is, yes, this is a serious situation, a serious disease, but nothing is helped if there's panic. We don't want to overreact. Do you have thoughts on, you know, taking it seriously, but not freaking out here?
For the vast majority of people, if you wash your hands on a regular basis, you're coughing into your elbow, you're not touching your hands to your face, which, believe me, is difficult. As they told us that, I was holding my face in my hand during the briefing. If you do those three things, you are doing about as much as possible right now to make sure you don't get it. But for certain populations, people who are over 60 in nursing home environments, with other ailments, it can be much more severe. And as we said, 15 to 20% from what we think right now will likely have to be hospitalized. And we're still trying to deal with exactly what that mortality rate is. But where we see the most problems in places like Washington State for people in nursing homes, it's been some really severe impact. So common sense really should dictate, don't let it be panic. But we have some things that we've got to do better, not just for this virus, but getting ready for the future.
As you mentioned, a state like Washington has been at the center of this. Wisconsin, not, at least not yet. Only one confirmed case brought in from out of state, some other people being tested. What do you think of the level of cooperation between the federal level and state levels around the country?
Again, I think it's improving. We need to get more tests out, and we need to get more testing done. But, you know, I've been following Dr. Anthony Fauci. I think he's giving the best information that's out there. I've been following the former FDA commissioner under Donald Trump, Scott Gottlieb, who's putting some really good information out there. I'm following the World Health Organization. Scott Gottlieb has said a while back now that he thinks there are hundreds, if not thousands, of cases in the United States, many of them quite light, but we're not testing, so we don't have those numbers. So really, we have to treat this not like a political crisis, not as an economic crisis first, but as a healthcare crisis. If you do that, you will solve all the other potential crises that could occur.
With this new funding passed by Congress, signed by the president, when will that start to have an impact on testing levels around the country?
Well, it's going to have an impact on a lot of areas. Testing really has just been, unfortunately, they had some missteps in the very beginning that slowed us down. Right now, they've got a lot of private facilities producing tests. So by the end of next week, it should be into the low millions of people who can get tested. And again, it doesn't have to happen for every person if you don't have symptoms. But if you are in a hospital setting or a healthcare setting, you should be tested. We're hearing about some nurses in California who've been quarantined who can't right now get tested. That's ridiculous. We need to take care of our healthcare personnel first and foremost. So we're still trying to improve. We're trying to get things done better. And I just hope we do this as a medical issue first and foremost. And if we do, we're going to come out of this in a lot better place.
Representative Pocan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Mark Pocan is a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District, which includes Madison. He joined us today to talk about the progression of COVID-19, the CDC decision to remove testing numbers for a while from the agency's website. They have come back, and other related issues.